Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm not saying this because I've mastered not being on my phone. I'm currently on a journey to becoming indistractable, which is really challenging in a digital world and within the attention economy. So for one, attention comes with expressing creativity. But when you don't do it from a source of needing gratification, it's like, it just becomes silly. And I keep retreating back. Like, I just don't want to do social media, but everything continues to lead me there. Like I feel this pull to be in the space because there's so much negativity in the space. And I just want to be a light in it. But I just saw where I'm sitting. One white young man, probably wasn't any older than like 25, walking down the street on his phone, just like, that was a normal thing to do. And I'm like, okay. Thought something of it, but didn't go too deep. 2 minutes later, on the opposite side of the street, a black male, no older than 25, doing the same thing. And I hate that I'm like so emotional about it, because it's like, it's not that deep, but it is. But I was super agitated earlier because I was watching this Oprah podcast. She does this like podcast in partnership with Starbucks or whatever. It's sponsored by Starbucks, and it's inside of the Starbucks in New York, whatever. I don't care, honestly. It just sometimes pops up in my ads. And so I clicked on it, and then I saw that there was an episode or whatever about Gen Z and a tech addiction. And I'm like, I know that a lot of people are doing studies about this, and it has become an issue. And for them to be part of Gen Z walking down the street, two young men of two different races, and it was just like such a visual for me. A white young man on one side, a black young man on the other side, walking in the same direction, but doing the same thing, probably looking at two totally different things. But I'm also wondering, like, what were they looking at? Like, sometimes I want to stop people who are so into their phones. Like, what are you looking at? And honestly, I'm not trying to come for my child's father. And I typically don't talk about him. I don't bring it up. Like, I am a single mom. And yeah, he's doing whatever he's doing, wherever he's doing it. Not a part of my baby's life. And it is what it is, because it's like there's so many layers to it, and the trauma that I experienced leading up to this point, and even now, some of the things that I'm having to go through because of like his choices is really nuts. But it leads me to this thought around one of the things that led me away from him was his need to be on social media all the time. And it wasn't like from a place of jealousy. It was really like, dude, what the F? I remember as getting on the expressway one day, and he was the one driving, which was rare because, like, sidebar, if you know me, you know that a lot of people hand me their keys to their cars, and it just is what it is. Like, I'm so used to driving other people's cars, and I didn't always used to be the safest driver. I still drive really fast, but it used to be fast and reckless. Now it's just fast, and that's what it is. And it was no different with him. Like, I would usually be the one driving, whether it was my car or his. But this particular day, it was me and him, and I believe I was pregnant. I think I was pregnant. And we're getting on the expressway. Just imagine, it doesn't matter where you live, whether you are like, is this his dog? Okay. Sorry. I'm outside recording today, so there's a lot happening. Oh, please don't hit the dog. Where's the dog? There's a lot happening. And then she didn't even... Oh, are they trying to get the dog? I think they're trying to get the dog. Oh, my God. I pray she gets this dog. Get your dog! Okay, I'm back. Oh, God, please let them get the dog. Let it be safe. That's so crazy. Oh, but. Okay, so they got it. Back to what I was saying. Doesn't matter where you're from. You know that when you are on the expressway, you feel unsafe when you are around people who are on their phones. It's like, what are you doing? Either they're swerving or something. And it's just not safe. So to be in the car with that type of person, or, you know, when they're on their phone, it was like a whole nother level. I was so confused. I'm like, how are we getting onto this expressway and you're checking, get this, Facebook. I said, there's no way on God's green earth, whatever you're looking at or attempting to look at is more important than my life, the life that I'm carrying, that's our child. Like, there's no way. Zero. Are you nuts? Are you mad? Are you dumb? Are you slow? Are you stupid? Stupidy? I was hot pissed. And instead of saying something, which the only reason I didn't say anything is because, y'all, he had, like, choke hold, baby. I was being emotionally abused. And didn't even realize it until I realized it. And by then, it was like, I was scared of this man. And man is, I use that term very loosely. But anyway, I was afraid. So I didn't even want to say anything. The last time I had said something before that, I remember how I felt based on how he responded to me, or how he reacted, really. So I was like, you know what? It's not even worth it. I'm noted. Right? But people tend to think that I overreact for certain things and for whatever reason. But it's like, no, in the back of my mind, whenever he did have our daughter back in the day, I'm like, Lord, please protect them, cover them. Because what are you doing with her that you didn't do, or that you did do with me, that I was feeling unsafe about? Like, God only knows. So the addiction is interesting, but to call it even a tech addiction is wild. So I think the people that were on the podcast were, I guess, for the sake of the term, actually addicted like based on what they were saying was happening in their lives. Wait. The dog is still out. I thought they got, okay. All right, well, I'm going, man, my good business. So, short of the long, I don't really want to be emotional about it, but I do feel like there is a lot to deal with when it comes to mentally grappling with social media and what it entails, all the things that it brings. And I wonder, because I don't know that it's really tech to name it that. Is like, it's very broad. So I guess if you have to, for the sake of like just giving it a broad term, fine. But there's so much to it. There's like the dopamine that you get and that you seek and that you want, and the nuances with how you need more after you're yeah. I don't know what it's going to take for me to fully be invested in social media and even this podcast. It sometimes just feels like a lot for me mentally. And I refuse to have these types of moments where I'm like just genuinely feeling like it's overbearing to a degree. Like, I don't want to feel that way. So, I don't know. God only knows what it's going to take for me to get to a place where I'm okay. And I can just kind of, but I don't want to be numb to it. Because I feel like that's what it would take. It would just be like me being numb to it. Just like, okay, it's fine. Like, there are people on here who just do stuff for likes. There are people on here who just like are just doom scrolling. They probably didn't even read your stuff. They probably didn't even listen to your stuff. They're just like liking it. They're just tapping. They're just scrolling. They're just, and all the other things. Like, also just having these random eyeballs on me, these random ears listening. And it's like, do you even intend to positively interact or communicate or engage with my content or the things that I care about? I don't know. Because, again, I'm kind of going back and forth with this whole notion of what I've experienced with my child's father. But even, like, this is for the sake of creating. Like, I sometimes create from a space of, like right now, emotions. And I was going through some different emotions based on some things that showed up. And I created something, which was a rap. And it wasn't like super deep. It was like I wrote it and just rapped it, right? But somehow the goons found it. Like, his family, whoever, it just blew up. And it was like a freaking typing war. And I'm the type that's like, when things start to become violent, that's really a no-no for me. Like, I already felt like things were violent in the relationship when we were trying, and just the emotional abuse and all the things. But it's like, now you sending your family after me. Like, why are you even on my page? Why are y'all even on my page? Why are you listening this hard? Like, how did this even come up across your feed? Why are you here? It's not showing that you follow me, so why are you here? How did you? And so now it's like, okay, who's watching my stuff for real? Do I have eyeballs on me who I don't necessarily want to be engaging with my content? People that don't mean me any good, or people who really don't have my best interest at heart, or people who just genuinely have whatever type of facade or storyline that they have of me and want to continue down the road with, And it gets to a point where it's like, whatever, it's fine. I really cannot be concerned with that. But then there's this other side of it. Like, what are people doing online and why can't we put our phones down? I was just at an event, too, where it seemed like people were just on their phones and not able to fully engage. Like, there was some engagement and interaction through conversation here and there. But, like, overall, you look around and it's like, I'm the one that's looking stupid-y because I'm basically looking at the side of people's heads or the top of people's foreheads because they're looking down at their phones. What have we come to? I'm going to do my best to somewhat do like a digital detox or whatever that may look like for this life of mine where social media is essentially my work. Like, how do I balance the two? So, and I want to say basically it is. It's my work. Okay, like, I keep downplaying it because it is hard for me to balance how I really feel about it and the nuances of the emotions I feel, like, the feelings that I feel, like, what I want to express from these feelings. It's a lot. But it is my line of work. So I have to find some harmony in doing the work well and stewarding that well whilst not becoming so consumed with the dark side of it. But I am genuinely concerned. So maybe take a step back and just like evaluate. Maybe pause longer when you're tempted to look at your phone. Like, do I really need to do this? And I'm going to also, I've been doing this for the last week though. And I challenge you to do it. There's a 10-minute rule that says if you are having an itch, basically to pick up your phone, I'm summarizing, but if you have an itch to pick up your phone, just pause. Hold off for 10 minutes. If you have the time really to devote just like a couple seconds to put in your phone or write it down somewhere, like what you were feeling or like what you essentially were trying to escape from. Like, were you fidgeting? Why were you fidgeting? Were you bored? Were you sad? Did someone just piss you off? Like, what happened? What was the trigger to make you want to pick up your phone and scroll? And just pause for 10 minutes. And if you still want to do it, then do it. And then if you want to go a step further, schedule your doom scrolling. And I don't even want to call it doom scrolling because we're not doing that. Like, let's not do that. We're really not missing it. It's so much information. We were not meant to have this much information or like have it so quickly at our fingertips, like so easily. This was not supposed to be. This is unnatural. We're not supposed to see so much of people's lives. Like, we literally see people getting in the shower. These people we don't know, y'all. Do you hear what I'm saying? We can literally go from top of the morning to the end of the night seeing every move that a person makes if they want to tell us. And for a lot of people, especially like lifestyle creators, we do see so much that we weren't supposed to be seeing. We see people's living rooms, we see people's kitchens, we see into their bathrooms, we see them in the shower, we see them washing their face, I really hope that somebody hearing what I'm saying here, it's not natural. And I really hate the way that I feel about it, but it's like, bruh, I'm outdone at the fact that my baby daddy, let's just keep it a buck, felt so compelled to check Facebook. Like, whatever was on there was so needed
at that point in time, heading onto the expressway. Whatever these two boys, young men, were looking at was so necessary for them to get this dopamine hit right in the heat of, in the thick of the night. I'm sorry, what? So, you looking at your phone while somebody looking at you, do you even see me looking at you? And I truly do not think at least the white young man, I don't think he saw me at all. Like, if he did, good for him. Good, young man. I'm proud of you for still being aware of your surroundings, but I don't think so. I'm not sure about the black gentleman, but either way, I was a little bit far from him anyway, so maybe he didn't. I was sitting in my car in the dark with no lights on. Car turned off, so yeah. It's fine, but I was close enough to the white man, young man, for him to be able to look in here and see, and he never looked in here. So maybe he just didn't want to make eye contact, but like the way I was looking at him, I don't know. Because when somebody's looking at me for that long, I'm going to look back like, hello, how can I help you? But also, I'm not going to be walking down the street at night on my phone. So, are you going to do the 10-minute rule or whatever? I hope you're going to do it with me. And again, I've been doing it and it's been really helpful because the feelings that I have are very uncomfortable in the moment, but only for like a little bit. And I'm like, oh, and I'm just way more self-aware. Like, yeah, no, I genuinely just, I felt sad in that moment. Like I wanted to scroll. I needed a second to just gather my thoughts. And I don't always do it when it's necessary. Like sometimes I feel like I do give in, but like I said, in the last week, I do think that I've been way more intentional about just pausing. And then after the 10 minutes is up, I'm moving on to something else, or I'll pull up something that's more intentional. Like instead of scrolling, I'll pull up a YouTube video if I really need it at that point in time. And most of the time, I don't need to be like looking at something. I use it for the noise canceling. Sometimes the sensory overload is real, especially dealing with ADHD, and like my 4-year-old be off the chain. So I'm like, I need to put some headphones on. I need to put a podcast, a YouTube video on, something that's going to have like some consistent sound in the background while I'm engaging, so that I don't get to a place where it's like, ah, everything just stopped. Like I'm in a new environment where like it's not as, like the walls are not as thick as they were in my last place. So I can hear upstairs and downstairs. I hear like it's a lot happening. And then it's like loud outside. It's a lot for me personally. So I just need something to just like drown out the noise sometimes. But that's it. Like, so again, I'm just way more intentional, way more aware within this last week or so. So I want to continue that. So I want to ask you, at least for a couple days, see how you feel about doing the 10-minute rule. When you want to scroll, just pause for a second. Write it down if you need to, like, or if you can, what you're experiencing in that exact moment when you wanted to, or like what the trigger is. Pause for 10 minutes. If you still want to do it after 10 minutes, cool. But like, at least for me, I haven't needed to. I just do something else. And then also find something else to do. Like, what else can you do? I've been reading. I've been listening to audiobooks. Like, that's my other go-to. So, find something else to do. Wait for 10 minutes. Do what you need to do so that you're not so consumed, so that you're not continuing to be a product of this digital environment that we're, like, suffocating in, essentially, and this attention economy. I'm so over it. I don't know if you're over it too. And if you are, like, leave a review. Say, like, this episode, not like bless you. I don't think I left a gem or anything in here. But maybe it was something that was eye-opening, or just a reminder for you, or like, girl, yes, I feel the same, please do me a favor and leave a review. Like, if you feel like this podcast needs to reach more people, that's all I'm asking for you to do right now. Just leave a quick review. It don't gotta be much. This episode definitely hit. Girl, I feel the same. Definitely go listen to this episode, because if you really feel like this world is suffocating in this attention economy, like, that's, yeah. And if so, if this is really resonating, like, I don't mind giving the stats. I don't mind going deeper into, like, what I've been researching about it. I just didn't want it to be so data heavy. I didn't want it to be so, like, textbook style. You feel me? But the information is there. And if you guys want to hear it, just to kind of inform yourself a little bit more, just like even get some more resources, whatever the case may be, because maybe it's about the people that you serve or the people that you work with or like the people that you're around. Like, maybe it's a lot of Gen Zers in your family and you want to support them in making sure that they stay off their phones. And I don't know about you, but I am really appreciative also of the people that are around me. Like, when I hang out with my people, we are not on our phones. Like, maybe to grab a quick video or photo, whatever. But, like, for the most part, we're engaging in conversation. Please, let's bring that back. And again, engage in conversation via the review or email me. You can follow up also privately if you need to. hello@donthitsnooze.com. I love you with the love of Jesus, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it, and I will talk to you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening.